あそこにお猿がいるよ。
うん、かわいいな。
あそこに美味しそうな象がいる。
うん、食べ応えがありそうだの。
あそこにはいい匂いしたキリンがいるよ。
うん、かぐわしいの。
あんなところにジャパニーズポット101がある。
なんだこの生き物は。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
ユウキです。
マキ here. The Japanese culture class you've all been waiting for. Or at least some of you. So guys, what are we here to talk about today?
イントロです。
We started doing these months ago, and personally, I didn't think many people would be so interested in them. But we've gotten a lot of feedback about these, so we've decided to start presenting them over the next few months and kind of break down what was going on in a lot of these. What do you guys think about these so far?
I thought they're quite funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yuki?
Quite funny, but sometimes crazy.
Yeah, I think crazy is an understatement for some of them. Well, I'm not sure if everybody knows the background behind them. So a few months ago, I revamped the opening music, and I didn't want to change too much with the intro. So I stuck to the original sounds and just resampled it, kind of remixed it, tweaked it a little bit, and found that I had to re-record Sakura's voice. Japanese Podo 101 でございます。And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I had Sakura say this a bunch of different ways? And from there, it just kind of spiraled out of control into full conversations. So anyways, we're going to go back to some of the early ones today. We're going to look at 11 of them, actually. And these ones are kind of short. Don't worry, we will be getting to the long ones later. But let's start with one of the original ones. So let's get right into it, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
ジャパニーズポット101や。
I think that's very Yakuza style way of saying that. ジャパニーズポット101や。
Yuki?
I thought this is kind of dialect from Kansai, because it has ya, the last one.
For the listeners who don't know, what is that?
Just copula.
Used in Kansai area, I guess. I'm not from Kansai area, so I don't personally use it.
See, these intros, nothing to them. The next two are very special to me. Most of you probably don't know, but I'm a big Japanese history freak. especially the Bakumatsu, which is a very short period in between the Edo period and the Meiji period. So there's a lot of change and a lot of really interesting people. So these next two intros are kind of a tribute to Japanese history.
ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
すごいねこれ、マーキーマーキー
マーキーのフェイバリットだから。もう
It's very samurai style,
right?
Mm-hmm. ござる It's kind of like a desuSo it's copula, but used only by samurai.
I never use that.
Maki de gozaru.
I use it daily.
Every day.
Every day.
Before lunch.
Before lunch, right? Lunch de gozaru.
Onaka ga hetta de gozaru.
So yeah, I think people can see this in manga and movies, like samurai movies. And one time in Inogashira Park, I heard this.
Who said that?
There were a father and son playing ninja. So sometimes when people play ninja, I guess they might use that. The name of this intro was Bakumatsu Shishi. What are Shishi?
The first shi means ambition or motivated. And the second shi means like Bushi's shi.
And Bushi means
samurai.
Yeah, basically these were the men who rose up for the challenge ofSolving a crisis in Japan in this Bakumatsu period. There's another tribute to these guys in there. While the music's playing, instead of saying, you know, hello, Tokyo.
He said, Ohayo, Satsuma. Konban wa, Choshu. Konnichiwa, Tosa.
Yuki, you want to fill us in?
Those shishi are from those area, Satsuma, Choshu, and Tosa.
Yeah, where are these places now?
Satsuma is now, we call it the Kyushu. It's like close to Kagoshima.
Choshu wa, I think Choshu area is in Yamaguchi prefecture. And Tosa is in Shikoku.
Subarashii ne. Those three feudal domains were pretty much responsible for ousting the feudal government and brought in a new era in Japan. So, little history lesson for you.
Sugoi. Benkyou narimasu, Maki-sensei.
Okay, the next one is also a reference to Japanese history, but it's a little more tongue-in-cheek. Let's take a listen.
Japanese Pod 101 de ojaru.
Some of the detail of this one was a little over my head. What do you guys think?
Ojaru?
Yeah.
I think it's similar to gozaru.
Yeah.
But gozaru was used by samurai warriors. But ojaru is mainly used by imperial family? Kana?
Oh. So like the imperial family in Kyoto?
So, dato omoimasu. That's the image.
So for me, like the intonation that he was using didn't seem like samurai style. It seemed more aristocratic,
soft and, yeah,
poetic or something.
I think so, okay. Yeah.
This is Yuki's usual style, right?
Yes.
Yuki de ojaru.
Okay, this next one has a little story behind it. I had Miki from Miki's blog and Yuki in the studio. I told them, hey, why don't you guys tell a Japanese joke? And this is what I got.
Komanichi.
I was like, where's the joke?
That's no joke. Just a motion.
I still don't get it. Afterwards, Yuki and I were looking on YouTube to find examples of...
Did you find it?
I did.
But you didn't find it funny.
What is it?
It seemed like a catchphrase. So, okay, well, let's back up and talk about whose catchphrases they are. The first one that Miki said was...
Aiin.
And whose catchphrase is that?
Shimura Ken.
Very famous Japanese comedian.
And I actually saw that Aiin in one of his sketches... A woman, like, bursts through the door, slips and falls on the tatami, and when she falls down, instead of saying, like, ah, she said, Aiin. And the crowd was, like, going crazy. They thought it was really funny.
Yeah, it's just a catchphrase.
Like Homer Simpson's dope?
Yeah.
When someone is surprised, or something shocking has happened, Aiin, toka. But sounds a bit old, though. Yeah.
Let's not say old, let's say... Classic.
Classic, sorry. Right? Sounds a bit classic.
But everybody knows.
Okay. How about the other one?
Komanichi.
That sounds classic too.
Okay, and what famous person said this one?
Bito Takeshi desu ne. Kitano Takeshi. The Takeshi Kitano, the movie director, used to be a comedian in Japan. Komanichi was his famous joke. Komanichi is a name of a gymnast. I think she was pretty famous.
How long ago was this?
I don't know.
Maybe 30 years ago?
Wow.
Since she's a gymnast, she wears leotard.
Uh-huh.
Kitano Takeshi made a shape of her leotard and by saying, like, Komanichi. Does it make sense?
Yuki, does it make sense?
No, doesn't make sense any. Just a name.
But everybody knows this joke.
Yeah.
So, minasan.
Minasan, 挑戦してみてください.
Well, try it with your Japanese friends. I don't know what else to say about it. Okay, the next intro deserves a little explanation. Actually, needs a little explanation. First, I'd like to say, most people know Miki from her blog. She's pretty serious. She doesn't crack a lot of jokes. But she's actually a really funny person. And with doing these intros... You know, I have to say, Miki and Yuki both have been a tremendous amount of help. They're really, really funny people. So here's a little behind the scenes. When Miki reads her blog, we bring her to the studio, and she reads about five or six of these at a time. And somewhere around the third blog, I put in a few lines just to see if she would read it. You know, it was my own line. And this one was the first time I did it. Miki was reading her blog, and she just read the next line. And then she stopped and was like, wait, what was that? And even funnier than what she read, I think, was her reaction. So let's have a listen.
皆さんはお猿を貼り付けにしましたか？お猿？
パンダ！
貼り付け？
Who made this?
Of course, Maki.
Guilty.
What is 貼り付け in English?
So 貼り付け is a form of execution from the Edo period. Yeah, I'm going to get some flack for this one. Haritsuke is like a kind of Japanese-style crucifixion. So they would tie you up to pieces of wood and kill you this way. It's a pretty horrible way to go. And you guys are just staring at me like... Can I say something educational?
Sure. Go ahead.
Do you guys know the kanji? For this word?
I can read it, but that is not up here in a Jōyō kanji.
Yeah, probably not. There's actually two readings for that word, right?
The kanji has two readings. One is haritsuke, and another is takke. But I'm not familiar with takke at all. Never heard of it. Too advanced.
I found it in an old dictionary, so... There is another word, haritsuke, right? If you use kanji?
Haritsuke. Tsuke, so ne. Hari wa stick. De tsuke wa attach. So stick to something.
Well, what's the image if you use the modern kanji?
Post-it wo desk ni hari tsukemasu.
So like putting a post-it on the desk.
Hai.
Okay, so like adhesive or something. What is getting crucified?
Osaru. Why did you put honorific O in front of it?
Well, I think that's what Miki thought. Because she... You know, if you listen to her reaction, she wasn't surprised by the haritsuke part.
she said, osaru?
Right. I guess, yeah, we were being polite. At least we were being honorific to the monkey. I don't know. Let's move on. These next two are by Sakura, and everybody loves Sakura. Just so you know, she ad-libbed these. These are completely just off the top of her head. So let's see what Sakura did.
ただいまよりジャパニーズポッド101をお知らせします。ピッピッポーン。
意味がわかんないんだけど。I don't quite understand.
Okay, Yuki.
聞かないで。多分電話で時間を聞くときにピッピッポーンってやつですよね。時報117にかけるとこれが聞こえます。
If you call the information, their voice said, ただいま2時5分をお知らせします。The voice tells you what time it is now. We have that kind of service, so yeah.
You know, in the States we had one, time and temperature, at least in my state. But yeah, if you called, you'd get the temperature and you'd get the time.
I think that's pretty much same as the Japanese system.
Well, let's see Sakura's other improvisation.
まもなくジャパニーズポット101が到着いたします。黄色い線の後ろまでお下がりください。
I like that one.
Me too.
これは駅で聞きますよね。You can hear this announcement at the station.
Every day.
Every morning.
Yeah.
So for our listeners who don't live in Japan and don't have a chance to hear that, what did she say?
Mamonaku is in shortly. Japanese Pod 101 ga touchaku itashimasu. Touchaku shimasu means arriving. So Japanese Pod 101 is arriving.
And this is a really polite expression too, right?
そうですね。黄色い線の内側に下がってお待ちください。Yuki san, どんな意味ですか?
Stand up behind the yellow line and watch the train.
Why should you stand behind the yellow line?
Because it's dangerous.
You know, I just want the listeners to get the impression there's a yellow line running near the train, like the whole length of it, and you're supposed to stand behind there. Am I a bad human being if I walk in front of the yellow line? I always do that when it's crowded. I just cut through.
That's really bad, Maki.
I'm living on the edge, guys. Literally, that is the edge. All right.